Leviticus chapter 26. Do not make idols for yourselves, or erect a carved image, a sacred pillar, or place any sculptured stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You must keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and carefully obey my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season. The land will yield its crops, and the trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your grain threshing will last until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will last until the grain sowing time. You will eat your fill of bread and live securely in your land. I will grant peace in the land. You will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove dangerous animals from the land, and no sword of war will go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. I will look favorably on you, and make you fruitful and multiply you, and will fulfill my covenant with you. You will be eating last year's crops when you have to clear away the old to make room for the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, so that you would be their slaves no more. And I have broken the bars of your yoke of slavery, and made you walk tall and free. But if you will not obey me, and will not do these commandments, and if you reject my statutes, and if your soul abhors my regulations, so that you do not keep all my commandments, and you break my covenant, then I will do this to you. I will bring terror on you, with wasting diseases and fever, that will weaken your eyesight and sap the strength of your life. You will sow your seed in vain, because your enemies will eat it. I will set my face against you, and you will be struck down before your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when no one is chasing. If, in spite of all these things, you still will not listen to me, then I will discipline you 7 times more because of your sins. I will break your stubborn pride, and I will make your sky like iron, and your land like bronze. Your strength will be wasted in vain, for your land will not yield its produce, and the trees of the land will not yield their fruit. If you walk hostile to me and refuse to listen to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues on you according to your sins. I will send wild animals against you, which shall bereave you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your roads will become deserted. If, in spite of these things, you will not turn back to me, but continue to walk in hostility towards me, then I will also walk in hostility to you, and I myself will strike you 7 times for your sins. I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance for violating the covenant. And you will be gathered together into your cities, and I will send a plague among you, and you will be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I break your supply of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in 1 oven, and they will ration out your bread by weight, and you will eat but not be satisfied. If you will not listen to me after all this, but walk in hostility against me, then I will walk in hostility to you in wrath. And I myself will punish you 7 times for your sins. You will eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters you will eat. I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altars, and cast your corpses upon the lifeless corpses of your idols, and I will abhor you. I will lay your cities waste, and will make your sanctuaries desolate. I will not smell the pleasing aromas of your sacrifices. I will make the land desolate, and even your enemies that live in it will be appalled at it. I will scatter you among the nations, and I will unsheathe the sword after you. Your land will become desolate, and your cities a wasteland. Then the land will enjoy its Sabbaths all the days it lies desolate, while you are exiled in your enemy's land. Even then the land will rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it will have rest, making up for the rest it did not have in your Sabbaths when you lived in it. As for those of you who are left, I will send despair into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. The sound of a wind-blown leaf will chase them, and they will flee as one flees from the sword, and they will fall when no one pursues. They will stumble over each other as if to escape a sword, even though no one is pursuing. You will have no power to stand against your enemies. You will perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will devour you. Those of you who are left will wither away in your enemies' lands because of their iniquity, and will also wither away because of the iniquities of their ancestors. But if they confess their sin and the sin of their fathers, that they have committed treachery against me, and because they walked in hostility against me, so that I also walked in hostility to them and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled, and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. For the land will be abandoned by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths, while it lies desolate without them. Then they will make up for their iniquity, because they have rejected my regulations and abhorred my statutes. Yet, after all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them. I will not abhor them so as to absolutely destroy them and break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. For their sakes I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the decrees, regulations, and laws that the Lord made between him and the Israelites at Mount Sinai through Moses.